Simon & Schuster Audio presents Fight Like Hell, The Untold History of American Labor by Kim Kelly, read by M. Grossland. For my grandparents, George W. Johnson and Nancy Stoltz Johnson, you were always on my side, and for all the workers of the world. I never thought in terms of fear. I thought in terms of justice. Emma Tenayuka. What labor wants is land for the landless, produce for the producer, tools for the toiler, and death to wage slavery. Lucy Parsons. Pray for the dead and fight like hell for the living. Mary Mother Jones Harris. Foreword. Sarah Nelson, International President, Association of Flight Attendants, CWA. No matter what the fight, don't be ladylike. God Almighty made women, and the Rockefeller gang of thieves made the ladies. Mother Jones. From the moment I read Kim's work the first time, I knew Mother Jones would have loved her. I remember clicking a link to an article, What a Labor Union Is and How It Works, only to discover that it was inside the pages of Teen Vogue. In between pieces about style and pop culture was a story explaining unions to teenagers. I thought it must have been a fluke, but then Kim kept publishing stories about how workers had built, and still could build, power. Kim's stories created something I had never seen anywhere as I was coming of age in the greed is good years of the 80s, a sense that worker power wasn't just achievable, but cool. By the time Kim made waves in the labor movement with her piece, Everything You Need to Know About General Strikes, I was hooked. As a flight attendant, I've spent my career in one of the most densely organized sectors of our economy. While aviation as a whole is dominated by men, flight attendants are nearly 80% women. Many of the workers who join our ranks have never been union members, and many, like me when I started, know nothing about unions. The people who founded our union were women. For decades, you could be a flight attendant only if you were an unmarried woman with no children who was younger than 32. Ironically, it was our union who fought for men to be able to hold these jobs. Even in the mid-90s, the Association of Flight Attendants leaders around me, early in my career, were nearly all women, representing an array of national origins, races, sexual orientations, and gender identities. These are the people.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?